T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is always a pleasure to welcome in one of the great wide receivers of all time. He's a Hall of Famer, number 81. He's the last Notre Damer to win the Heisman Trophy. Seems like he used to win, like Notre Dame guys used to win Heisman Trophy all the time. Now, was it 1987 that you won the Heisman Trophy?
That's right.
And he got elected into the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, and he's got his lovely wife, Charisse, with him here as well. I know he's doing his thing with Kay Jewelers for Mother's Day. The great Tim Brown, number 81 in
What's
the house.
What's going on? Good to be here.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
That is summering, man.
That is really, that is stellar,
Is it
man.
Difficult to wear because it's so heavy?
I don't want to touch the ring.
I don't want to touch the ring. No, you got to touch the ring.
All right. Okay.
You going to kiss the ring?
No, I'm not kissing the ring. Don't kiss the ring.
And you got to try it on, too. You know, you just got to try it on as well.
It's a little cumbersome. You have to wear it like a specific way.
Let me just say one thing. This thing, you talk about sparkles here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hard to just walk around the airport with that because people look at you like, dude,
what are you doing?
I don't know you, but what is that on your
This is your Hall of Fame ring, right?
Yes.
Stellar.
What was that like when you got that phone call, finding out that finally you had earned it and you're in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I was expecting a phone call, but we actually got a knock at the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
And I think Timothy?
Yes.
Timothy, my youngest son, he was like, hey, Dad, somebody's here. So I had no clue because they told me that somebody would call me. So I opened up the door fully, and that was Big Dave Baker. If you know Dave Baker, he's 6'8", 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And he, you know, filled up the door, and I was looking at him, because I know he comes to tell you yes and no. So
tells you if you didn't make it as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, but I saw three cameras, you know, I saw all these cameras around him. I was like, now he better not be here to tell me no.
That would be cool.
With all these cameras around. So, but then he went into this long soliloquy, you know, he's one of these big eloquent speakers. So I was like, Dave, I just need 4 or 5 words from you. You know, that's it. All this other stuff can come later. So, but it was quite the moment, no doubt about it.
And long overdue. You know, I always say this to Tim, and clearly you were a Hall of Fame receiver. There's no doubt about that. It's a position that's saturated with guys who are Hall of Fame caliber players. Mm-hmm. When I look at the NFL and I look at all the positions, probably wide receiver more than any other position has Hall of Fame caliber talent.
No doubt about it. And that's what makes it so tough.
Yep.
And then on top of that, you have the fact that it seems like when the voting comes, we're not given that same kind of credence, you know, as a quarterback or offensive lineman.
Right.
You know, I don't know why that is. You know, I tell people, look, a quarterback throw the ball 5 yards, we run it for 50, but he gets credit for the 55 yards.
Right.
You know, so how is that even possible? But so, you know, I think from that standpoint, you know, it's a tough thing. It was a really tough thing when me and Chris and Andre were out there together. Because everybody kept saying we're Hall of Famers, but we weren't going in. So it was a tough thing to deal with. And now you still have, you know, you got T.O. You have the boys from the Rams. Randy is coming up. So you know he's going to go in. Torrey Holt.
Those are the guys from the Rams.
Isaac Bruce.
So I think from that standpoint, it's really tough. And the one thing I can tell people and the thing I'm trying to tell T.O. and others, just be patient. Be patient because once you get on the list, you will get in. Once you get in, you won't remember the wait, which is crazy. But you don't remember those 5 years you didn't get in because all you can think about is the fact that you are in now.
Do you think it's fair or right that Terrell is clearly suffering from a reputation? I mean, that's basically why guys are keeping him out right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's right. But at the same time, that's part of the deal that you have to understand. That, you know, for you to badmouth the voters and all that kind of stuff is not helping your game, you know. So, you know, I think, you know, this kid obviously is going to get in. I mean, he was a beast. I mean,
there's no doubt.
Yeah. I think he changed the receiver position because he was one of the first big guys to be a physical receiver who could run routes and do everything you needed him to do. So it's not about that. But at the same time, you know, look, I mean, the vote is in secret. Nobody has to say who they're voting for, who they're not voting for. So, you know, if you're calling me out my name and doing all this crazy stuff, I check this box instead of checking that box. And let's see what happens, you know. So, but, you know, I think he's been a little quiet this year. You know, I think he's getting it that I'm not bigger than the game, and I'm certainly not bigger than these voters. So let's get in. Then if he wants to talk, he can talk then.
You know, to me, and you mentioned reputation and all that. To me, Randy Moss has got to get in the first ballot. I mean, to me, when I think of Randy Moss, I think of one of the great, great, great wide receivers of all time. I mean, mm-hmm. He was a freakish athlete. We all know that. That rookie year he had was unbelievable. You know, back in 1998 and all. To me, he's got to get in on the first ballot. Do you think he will?
I don't think he will.
Really?
I think only because, not that he is not qualified to, but I believe that they want to save that first ballot Hall of Fame as a receiver for Jerry Rice.
I understand.
He's the only one in the modern day, this era, to get in as a first ballot guy. And when you look at what Jerry did, his numbers, his championships.
There's no question there.
There's no question.
I don't think, you know, no one compares to that. Yes, I agree with you. I think Randy is another guy who changed the position, you know. I think he brought a lot of small fours off the basketball court on the football field.
Jump
because
ball.
These Definitely. Guys realized, well, if he can do it, I can do it, you know. And so I think from that standpoint, you know, I agree with you, but I don't think it would happen simply because I think they want to keep that spot special for Jerry.
I think you're probably right. We're talking to Tim Brown live in studio, his wife, Cherise. Cherise, tell us about the off-the-field Players Wives Association.
Okay, I would love to do that. I'm actually one of the founders of off-the-field Players Wives Association, and a great, great, you know, great time of us coming and supporting our husbands at Super Bowl events, and just came up with the idea to come together and want to leave our mark in the communities and doing things for charity. So we do a celebrity charitable fashion show at Super Bowl each year. We just had our 16th annual. It was, in Houston, and Tootsie's provided the clothing. We bring the husbands in. We walk the runway. They walk the runway with us, and we also bring our children in sometimes to actually walk the runway as well. So just a fun time of camaraderie, but just a great time to just, you know, be supportive of, you know, charities like St. Jude's or Children's Miracle Network. Just, you know, really, really trying to give back to the communities that we come to visit for Super Bowl.
All right, Cherise, I want to ask you a question because I'm always intrigued by this. How tough is it to be married to a big-time athlete? I mean, I would think that is not an easy thing to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, you know, Tim has made that very easy because he's such a humble guy, a humble man.
Right.
So, you know, he's not the one that's always looking for the praise and the, you know, just the notoriety. He's so humble, so it makes it very easy to just, you know, be around him. He's not one of those guys that, you know, needs bodyguards or an entourage of people with him. It could just be he, myself, and the kids, and we're just, you know, hanging out or going to the grocery store. I know people see him come in the grocery store, and I'm like, okay, go down there and, you know, get those trash bags or whatever. And, you know, I mean, and that's more relatable. So
begrudgingly.
But he does. He makes it really easy. I think that's why it's easy for me to have a husband who is a Tim Brown, a Hall of Famer, and a superstar that he is. I'm sorry, I left out some of it. I'm sorry. I left out. Okay, wait a minute. Heisman Trophy, Hall of Fame, 9-time Pro Bowler, you know, so that's why it's easy. Now he's saying all that here.
She got all the Pro Bowls down.
Right. I tell people, the older you get, the more you need to hear.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's why it's been so
very
easy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
As a Raider, of course, you're a Raider. Yeah. What do you think about this move to Las Vegas?
Hey, man, look, it's tough, no doubt. It's tough. But I've been saying, you know, I'm happy, sad about it, you know. Happy that this organization, after 30 years of me being involved, have finally found a city that's going to build a stadium, you know. And, you know, the sad part is, once again, the Oakland fans have to deal with the team, you know, leaving again. So that's not going to be fun. I get that. But it's Raider Nation. I believe Raider Nation will support the team. My hope and my prayer is that they will win a championship before they leave Oakland. I think that would just be the fitting end to that. But and they're a good enough football team to get that done. But it's going to be tough, you know. But the great thing about it is when we left L.A., we literally left overnight. And, you know, we found out in May that we had to, you know, have a place in August. And, you know, they have 2-3 years, have a lot of time to do some incredible things in the community in Oakland. to really leave their mark, and I just hope they take advantage of that.
You mentioned that, and I was curious because a lot of fans are Raider fans, Oakland Raider fans, mm-hmm. L.A. Raider fans. They didn't leave. They stayed with them.
Right.
But what difference did you notice upon playing in L.A. and then playing in Oakland? Did you feel a difference in the crowd?
Yeah, well, the Oakland fans, they love a little deeper. You know what I mean? I mean, the L.A. fans are you know, look, they're huge fans. But in L.A., you know, if you're 4-8 in the beginning of December – there's a choice of the beach or the game.
Right. You know, on Sunday. And the beach is going to win.
The beach is going to win every time if you're 4-8. Now, if you're 8-4, 10-2, you got a chance to get those folks there. But in Oakland, you don't have that choice, and you know everybody's going to be at the game. I tell people the story a couple of years ago. They were playing the Buffalo Bills. They were 2-12, I believe it was. Last home game of the year. They're 2-12. They're not going anywhere. They got a chance to come back and win this game, and the stadium was rocking, man, like it was for the AFC Championship game. Mm. And I think that only happens in a place like Oakland where the fans are so rabid about their team.
Talking to the great Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner, I don't want to forget that, nine-time Pro Bowler, all of that, the great Tim Brown, his lovely wife Charisse with us as well, representing K Jewelers and an unbelievable ring. You know, I got to ask you about this, Tim. Let's go back to the 2001 season, and I don't want to bring up the Tuck Rule game. I don't want to bring that game up.
Please don't.
Yeah, okay. But when you found out, and you get the chance finally to go to the Super Bowl next year, we all know the story. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for you. But when you found out that Gruden was leaving, I don't know what your relationship was with Gruden. Were you ticked off when you found that out?
Well, sort of yes and no, but I understood why he was leaving because what I found out is he had been trying to negotiate with the Raiders for 3 months and gave them a deadline of getting things done, and they didn't get it done. You know, I never forget that after the Tuck game, he made the comment to the team that they will never allow you all to win here. And I thought that was weird coming from the head coach.
Yeah. You all.
You all, you know. Not us, but you all. And so I went to him immediately after he finished speaking and said, what did you mean by you all? And he just sort of bucked his eyes like, did I really say that? You know, and 2 days later we found out that he was leaving. So, you know, so that was tough. You know, it was really tough. But I get it, man. You know, at some point, you know, you have to stand your ground on these things. And unfortunately for us, it may have cost us a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, how about – there he is. Because I look at that game. I mean, that's the only reason that game went the way it was. Right. I mean, he knew every play you guys were going to run.
Look. That,
yes, he did.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
We would call an audible, black 15 light, and the defensive line would go, it's coming right here. Uh-huh. You know, so, I mean, we really didn't – you know, we tried to put in new plays and all that kind of stuff. And another thing is, that is the last year that they didn't have a week in between. So we went right from the AFC Championship and playing the Super Bowl the next week. You know, so they hadn't done that since. You know, if we would have had that extra week, we'd have had a chance to put in more plays, different names to the audibles, you know, and everything. But, you know, we had to go with what we had. So, you know, they knew if Rich went black 15 lightning, they knew what passes we were. They knew the whole thing. They knew everything that was happening.
That statement that he said, do you believe it, that there is this out to get the Raider feeling in the league offices?
Oh, at that time, yes, we certainly felt that way. I mean, all you had to do was look at the film. And look, I mean, Al,
that was a fumble. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean,
Al was doing his thing. He was causing havoc with the league, you know. So, you know, they're not going to be overt about a lot of things. But, you know, there were some things we thought, you know, we didn't get some calls. I mean, look, I went 10 years as being the guy at the Raiders, the number one receiver, and probably being targeted a couple hundred times a year. You know, you would think a guy like that would get 20, you know, pass interference calls a year or something like that. I got 6 in 10 years.
That's really?
I got 6 pass interference calls.
Go your way.
Now, you know, I was very good.
Right.
or, you know, there were a lot of calls that, you know, so, I mean, I would come back, my jersey would be hanging off. I was like, you know, just tell me, how did this happen? How did this happen? And how did you not see it? You know, so, I mean, you had to deal with that kind of stuff all the time, man. And, you know, so we felt that way. And it was sort of our edge, too, at times. You know, I think the Tuck Rule sort of let the world know how the league felt about the Raiders.
Mm. We appreciate you guys coming in. That's a beautiful,
that ring. Every time I look at that, there's a lot of bling in that ring.
I appreciate it. One more thing, guys. We would want everybody to go to Twitter or Facebook and use the hashtag MomIs. and tell the world what mom is to you. And I think it's a beautiful thing, and should see a lot of beautiful sentiments over the next week. And the great folks at K Jewelers, they're sponsoring that. So we certainly would like for people to go and do that.
Absolutely. Great. Sharice, Tim, we appreciate you guys
coming in.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Sharice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Great having you guys in. Tim, it's always a pleasure, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Anytime.
Hall of Famer Tim Brown, Sharice with us as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.